November 8, X-ray, Papa, Quebec, monitoring statewide one. Annie XBQ from KFAEDQ. How are you doing this morning? All right, nothing heard on Annie XBQ. This is KFAEDQ. I'll be clear and listening.
I'm sorry, was someone calling? N8XPQ.
Yeah, roger, roger. This is KFAEDQ calling N8XPQ. Just saying good morning to you.
Oh, good morning. My name is Mike. I'm located in New Zealand. So I had another excuse me, another radio on, and it took over this one. So I missed your call the last time around. Didn't display on my screen either, but I don't have them all saved in there. Just finishing up a cup of coffee and scanning the bands. I thought I'd give a call. Back to you.
Understood. Yeah, nice to meet you, Mike. My name is Mike as well. I'm up here in Saginaw. I'm just waiting on my second cup of coffee and got my dogs their breakfast. Now we're outside and just waking up. There's an app that starts in just a minute, but that I wanted to participate in. But I did want to shout out and say good morning to you. And yeah, I'm flipping on my radios and seeing who's up there this morning. Back to you.
Yeah, Roger. No. Looks like we got some wet, rainy, sleety, maybe some snow weather coming at us in the next couple hours. So we'll see if anything sticks. We've gotten a bunch of rain over here, and the ground's pretty saturated. And I know there's no frost in the ground at all, so we'll see how long it takes to stick. It's going to have to come down pretty hard, I think. But we'll see. Hey, you're coming in good here in New Zealand. I'm using the Fillmore site right now. Not too far from me, probably 13, 14 miles north of me or something. But I'm using a older Motorola XPR 4550 mobile radio. Back to you.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah, I'm in Saginaw Township, but I'm about 4 miles away from the James Township repeater. So I can hit it pretty good. It receives pretty quite well. And, yeah, I can be in my house, and it seems to work just fine. I'm on a Redivis HD2 that I got programmed here. It seems to get out all right. I don't have any Motorolas, but I hear that they're very good radios. And maybe I'll get my hands on one someday, but I just don't have the need for it right now. The latest radio I got was the BTEC 6x2 Pro, and so I was testing that out. I'm still kind of testing it out, but I'm not sure if I'm going to keep it or not. I don't think that the receive on it is spectacular. Like, I have other radios that seem to receive a little bit better than that radio, so I'm not completely satisfied with it. But this Redos HD2, it does really good. I've been really impressed with it. I went up to Tawas Point State Park and was able to hit the Enconning repeater from there. It's almost a straight shot, but it's almost 40 miles.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've looked at those radios. I've got an older Kytera, it's MD380 handheld that I use every once in a while. Not too often. It works fine. It's a Chinese radio, and it's got its flaws for sure. These Motorolas are very nice, but anytime you put bat wings on something, the price tag goes up exponentially. So I came across these, and just happened to program them up, and they work fine, but I don't know that I'd spend the money to buy one brand new.
Roger that, roger that. Yeah, I know they can be quite expensive, those Motorola radios. That's why I haven't. I think if I was going to spend money on a handheld, I'd get a P25 radio. Maybe a Tate. I don't know. But they're so expensive that the price to enter is quite high, so I don't think I'm going to be jumping on that ship anytime soon. But the P25 does seem to be the way to go. But yeah, as for the weather, my backyard's a swamp. It's all flooded. It's starting to ice over now, but my dogs are, trying to keep their feet dry, and they don't want to go out in the yard. So, but anyway, I don't hear too many people on here this early in the morning, so I wanted to shout out at you real quick. The call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. The name is Mike. And I'll be clear on your final, and I'll wish you a good day, 7-3, my friend. There's a net that I'm going to participate in, and started a couple minutes ago. So I'm going to go jump in on that, and I'll wish you a good day, sir, on your final.
Okay, Mike, thanks for coming back to my call. Enjoy your Saturday, and we'll catch you around again. N8XGQ, we'll see you.
Are you H?
W8DD.
Hey, Brian.
What's up?
Fuck, got my little antenna on the roof and got everything set up so that I can see what's going on with the last herd page on my phone.
Not very good. Yeah, I just dropped Dave off and I'm almost home, but heard you in there, but I would say hi, and now I got to step out. I got a phone call coming in, so talk to you later. Pleasure seeing you. Have a good day. Have a good day.
Good seeing you. Take it easy. Tell me the DTD. I'll be standing by mobile northbound.
Tell me the DTD. We're going to fit the tower.
Tell me the DTD. No. Break.
November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu. Testing. November 8, Whiskey Bravo Zulu. Your last caller there, you're real choppy. This is kind of a new radio here. I'm checking out all the nuances and settings and so on and so forth, and making slow progress. But anyhow, thanks for coming back.
I myself am testing a radio and its roaming ability. It's a hand in HT, so it's going to be a little bit rough. This is my mobile, and it says you are loud and clear. I am just at 46 at I-75 right now, so I am between Saginaw and Frankenmuth Towers right now.
Okay, that I was able to copy. I'm in Ferndale, like basically 9 miles in Woodward. Just trying to figure out what repeaters work around me. I do not have a hotspot for this DMR radio as of yet, but I do have a couple of local repeaters, one being a Brandmeister repeater that I can do worldwide with, but this is good, too, to know that this MI5 system's up and running, and this repeater seems to be fairly close to me, and I don't have problems connecting. What are you? N-E-W-B-Z. Name here is Steve, by the way.
Yeah, this is Brian. In your general area, because I live at 9 and Brian, the Detroit repeater would probably be the physical closest. Mount Clemens works decent from that area, and Novi. Stabling at Novi pretty good, too.
Okay, copy that. I've got a list of about 8 of them I got off the repeater book. And I've only been able to connect to this one and the one in Warren. Haven't tried Mount Clemens yet. Also on that list, there's one apparently in Royal Oak, but I have not been able to connect to it, assuming that I have my connections and everything on the radio set up properly like it should be, but I have not been able to connect to that one. But definitely the one in Warren is good, and this one here that I'm on now. What are you?
Well, if you go to Central Michigan Emergency Network, WACMN, webpage, you should be able to just type in WACMN and it should come up with it. That'll list all of their towers, repeaters, in the area, and Novi, Mount Clemens, Detroit, and
others at that, really across the region. And Frankenmuth, this is James Township that I'm talking on as part of their network. And it's set up just a touch different, but, yeah, it's quite an extensive network they have. But you can't do Brandmeister or TGIF talk groups. You can only do the Central Michigan talk groups on those towers.
Yeah, copy that. And I'm one step ahead of you. I have looked at that page and seen the list. But thanks for passing that on anyhow. Yeah, I did see that. It's quite an extensive network, which is good to know. Anyway, I got to do with some fine-tuning with this. This is a brand new, fairly new anyway. Wolfgang DM32, I'm so far pretty impressed with it. Just trying to work out a few bugs and kinks. Not sure why the radio keeps wanting to transmit. It's almost like it's roaming and keeps wanting to connect, but I'll get that figured out in due time. Over to you.
Well, it checks for a beacon from the tower every so often, the roaming capabilities. And that's what I'm playing with. I'm talking on a Motorola 4550 now, but the HD that I have is a DM32UV, so the same radio that you're on. And I'm playing with the roaming capabilities of that, where it automatically switches from tower to tower as I'm driving along.
Yeah, copy that. Haven't even explored the roaming yet. I'm somewhat familiar with digital, DMR radios, and I know that it does have a roaming feature, just like your phone, where you'll as you're traveling, it'll switch from tower to tower. I haven't looked into that too much yet, but I plan to.
When I finish verifying it, I will definitely share the information with anybody. And with everything being slightly different between my Anytone and my Motorola and the Fail Fangs and that, it's been a little bit fun trying to figure out exactly how they want you to set them up. But like I said, so far, other than the fact that it's just a little weak signal, it's been transferring from tower to tower fine as I'm driving north on 75.
Yeah, copy that. Did you have to go into the settings and turn the roam feature on physically, or does it just do it automatically?
Well, yeah, this one, the issue that I've run into and somewhat figured out is the way the information is put in, you have to have things set up because of where you put in the specific information. I had to put in the frequencies twice. I put in all the frequencies for color code 1, time slot 1, and then I had to put them in again under color code 1, time slot 2. And if you don't select the right group for when you're roaming, like if I'm on statewide 2, that's talk group 52, and I need to be on my roaming time slot 2 list. It's kind of interesting the way they had me put it in on this radio. Whereas the Motorola, I just put it in, and it roams to what it needs to because that's the way it's programmed per the channel.
Copy that. Stand by. I got to take a phone call here. Any WBZ, you still out there?
W8DPD, I'm still here.
Copy that. I had to take a phone call. Sorry about that. But, I just got to, and I don't know that I have anything set. But this thing's kind of annoying, and I'll
go to a certain repeater or a certain talk group, and like I'll check out the parrot to, you know, listen to my signal, and it keeps wanting to retransmit on that. I don't know why. It keeps, you know, once I set it to a particular talk group, it'll keep wanting to transmit periodically, and so obviously I've got something set wrong, or what I do plan to do today is reset the firmware, I've got to download for the new firmware for this radio. Just one of those annoying little things I've yet to figure out.
Double check to make sure you have Fox turned off. I've known people that had it accidentally turned on, but that would be the only reason why it should want to continue to transmit.
Copy that. How do I turn that on and off? Fox?
Yeah, I don't know what menu setting number it is, but you can do it in the CPS software as well. But it's voice-activated transmit. They call it Fox. Victor Oscar X-Ray, VOX.
Oh, Vox. Okay, copy that. Vox, yeah. I don't know that I have that turned on, but when I get back later, I'm not mobile right now. I have to make a couple stops, but I will definitely check that setting.
Well, that would be the only thing in my mind that would cause it to want to transmit it. Like, I know you keyed up a couple of times while you were on your phone call. So I couldn't hear what you were saying. I could hear a voice. So that's what I would check first off.
Yeah.
Anything else off the top of my head I wouldn't know because I'm driving and trying to concentrate on that. I don't have the ability to look in the radio real quick.
Yeah, copy that. I was, and that's the annoying thing. You know, I set the radio down, go to answer the phone, and it keeps wanting to key up, and I don't know why. As far as I know, I don't have the Vox turned on, but I will check that, and maybe it is just the firmware that needs to be refreshed.
KFA DPZ, comment?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning, sir. I turned this thing on. I was listening to you, and I'm talking on the same radio that you are. I understand you want to turn off your Vox function. You're going to go to Menu, Settings, Radio Settings, and Other Functions. I think it's number 4 once you get that far, and under that you will find the Vox and Vox Delay settings amongst a host of others, and just click down to the Vox one and see if it's turned on or not.
Yeah, copy that. Thank you. I don't think this is the issue. I was talking to the other gentleman I was talking to that's also mobile. My issue is the radio wants to keep keying up, but I don't think I have the Vox turned on. But yeah, I know where the menu is in the software there, but it's just kind of an annoying thing that the radio just wants to keep keying up for whatever reason.
All right, copy that. I understand that, and I understand what the other gentleman was saying. I'm saying the same thing. Is check the setting in your radio to make sure that it is not on. That's what that would be the first thing I did if it keeps turning on to transmit and you're not touching it. It's got to be picking up something that's causing it to do it. I would check that first before I thought it was an issue with the radio itself.
Yeah, copy that. Duly noted. I will check that when I get home and I plug this back into the programming cable and I check all my settings again. But, this is a brand new adventure for me, DMR. I'm a general. I spent a lot of time on analog and also on HF. And been kind of looking into the DMR thing, and so far I'm pretty impressed. It's pretty cool what it does.
Yes, it is. It's one of the reasons that I'm playing with it these days. It's just overall, it just seems to work better overall. You know, I don't have a problem with running an analog. You know, I do like it. Everything is good there. But the digital is a lot cleaner and clearer.
I'll copy that. It's it's pretty neat. I mean, it's just it's so crystal clear. Anyway, I'm going to back on out of here. The other gentleman I was talking to, 73s, I forgot your name again. Apologize for that. And also you, thanks for coming back here and trying to get me to figure this problem out. But I will say 73s to everybody. And, again, my name is Steve. I'm from Ferndale, Michigan. My call is November 8th, Whiskey, Bravo Zulu.
Now, it's been a pleasure to meet you, Steve. My name here is Cliff, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Papa Zulu. And I will say 73s to you as well. And wave a hand out there to Brian, Whiskey, Bravo Papa Delta.
Are you going to be at the meeting on Thursday, Cliff?
That's the in-person meeting, right?
Yeah, that's the in-person meeting.
Yeah, I copy that. I'm trying to make a point of always making it to those because, you know, we never know what's going to come up there besides whatever it is that they plan to talk about, and it's always good to learn more stuff.
I suppose Mike's going to have us work with tape-measure antennas. He did the soldering because they won't allow us to solder in the classroom. But, I'm on my way up north, and I got the UV-32 with me. So far, the roaming has been working as anticipated.
Excellent. That is good to hear.
Yeah, if you were going to be there, I will have my laptop, but I got to put the UV-32 programming CPS on there, and I will bring my code plug with me, and we can compare code plugs.
Absolutely. That sounds like a good plan to me.
All right. Just went under a bridge, probably lost it for a second. But, yeah, I will plan on that then, and I will look forward to the in-person on Thursday.
Copy that. So am I. Got a new toy I'm playing with here these days now, too, and another one on the way. The one I'm working on right now, I actually sprung for an Olenko DR-ND500T that I've been working on programming.
I was wondering what I was going to do next.
Well, I'm working on that because I'm thinking of using it as a replacement for my fixed install base. Right now it's a TYP-TH9800, but that's analog only. I get this thing up and running well. I can switch it over to the base for the house, and then I can take the 9800 and use it somewhere else.
Yeah, okay. I just switched to the UV-32, and I'm on the Midland repeater as I'm getting west on US-10. But, yeah, I've got the Yaesu 857T that I am working on making a go kit with, and I finally made my first transmission on that with that radio coming out, you know, new out of the box with some of the space cell that I bought it from. And I've been playing around with these, trying to get the roamings working. Like, I got the Motorola to work, so been having fun, keeping myself busy and out of trouble.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm trying to do, is keep myself out of trouble as well.
Whiskey Robert Zulu is throwing dead keys. He's got to have box turned on the way that thing's going. Otherwise, he's got an issue. I don't know what would cause it to just key randomly. All right, Cliff, I will look forward to seeing you Thursday if you can make it. And I'll be continuing my testing going westbound on US 10. Okay. BPP. I'll be standing by.
All right, copy that, Brian. Safe journeys. I'll say 73s to you as well. And, yes, Steve's got more than one issue going on. I think he does have his box activated, but he's also on occasion transmitting his talker alias. And he's going to have to turn that off, too, before, you know, Jeff gets in here and starts yelling at all of us.
N-H-W-R-O. Cliff, you're still out there?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Jim? How are you today?
I'm pretty darn good listening to you guys and doing ARPS work at the same time. But, yeah, I agree with you on the settings. As you were giving the settings to Steve, I was actually doing it on the radio. And 100% correct on how to do that. Settings and then radio settings. And then number 4, other function. Then number 4, Vox. And then number 1, Vox SW. And I bet you once he goes there, he'll see that it's on and you need to get that off. So hopefully he'll be able to take care of that. And looking at the dashboard here, last heard, you guys, your signals are all good. And, yeah, Brian, if you're still out there, I'll be looking at the dashboard if you need a check there while you're mobile. N-A-W-R-O, back over to Cliff.
You know, I didn't even think to turn on the dashboard and keep an eye on things. I just might do that myself. Basically, you know, I'm just sitting here trying to keep myself out of trouble and things like that, but mostly I'm using my computer right now. As soon as I finish hooking stuff up, I'm working on that Elenco that I mentioned. So far, I'm liking what I see, and everything seems to be working. I just haven't hooked it up to the house antenna yet, or because I can only run it at low power, 10 watts output, because it's going to overload my power supply, which means I got to get a new power supply. Ain't that fun?
Hey, Brian, go ahead if you want to test. I'll look and see what your signal is. N-A-W-R-O, he might be between towers maybe, but yeah, that sounds fun. Yeah, I just got a new power supply for the base. And I can't remember what model number it is now, but I got to insert it. Is it Astron? Is that the brand?
It might have been. Those are pretty popular. I'm just looking at the price tag and experiencing some sticker shock, you know?
Well, the HT's not hitting the towers right this minute. I just pulled off on East Monroe, US 10. We're going to stop at the Myers here in Midland. Well, I forgot a couple things. I probably forgot one or two things, and this is our potty break before we head the rest of the way to Traverse City.
Just buzz every now and then, and you wonder, boy, if that thing fails, all 4 radios are going to go dead, and I have no backup whatsoever. So I'll use this as a backup power supply, and I'll just get the new one in line here soon. It does have Anderson power poles on it, so I guess I'll be doing a little bit of a project there on the radio side for the leads.
Yeah, I imagine you will, but then again, that is part of the hobby. You know, we do like to tinker, and that's one of the reasons that we do it. You know, I do like playing with the hardware end of it as well as, you know, doing the configuring and even just sitting and talking on it once you know it all works.
Sometimes it can be a little frustrating, but I think that's why I keep coming back. I don't like a challenge that I cannot win. I always find a way to win.
There you go, Brian. I knew, I think I might have stepped on you because I flipped over and looked at the dashboard, and there's your call sign, and it's like, uh-oh. But, yeah, let me look at that. There's almost zero loss, only 0.5% loss. And 112 RSSI, so not bad. Hey, when it gets around to you, Brian, let me know if that was the HD or if that was your mobile. Go ahead, Cliff.
Well, at this point, gentlemen, I'm going to step out and say 73 to both of you for now. But I will be monitoring. I'm going to have the radio on pretty much all day. So I will be listening. So anybody wants to give a shout-out, I am here. And good morning and good afternoon to you, gentlemen. And we'll talk again soon. AFA DPZ monitoring.
That was the mobile.
Copy that, Cliff. Have a good one. I'll be listening as well most of the day. Brian, that mobile was great on the Midland Tower, but looks like the HT isn't currently making the Midland Tower. Back over to you.
Well, anytime I've checked the dashboard on the HT, it always shows me an RSSI in the hundreds. But, yeah, I don't know if I need a better antenna or what, but we'll figure it out. But it's rolling the way it's supposed to roll, at least.
NHWRO, copy that. And I'm trying to, you know, I tell you what, at the end of the day, I'm looking forward to, this class coming up will be fun. Build the antennas. But Wally's got SWR Jeff going to be doing a Zoom class in February on all of this, on this here last heard dashboard and pretty much everything MI5, you know, DMR. So I think that'll be quite interesting for some of us guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I know Wally knows the Motorola's in and out. He has that down. But like I said, I've been playing with the Anytone, and, well, like I said, I broke down and spent the 45 and change for this radio, and it's almost done, like I say. I just don't think I'm getting a great signal going out of the radio. But we'll see. I'll try a couple of my antennas I got at home to see if I can improve it.
Yeah, copy that. Testing is the fun part. So I'll cut you loose in a minute here, but just curious, Midland Tower right now, which direction are you heading? You still going north or what?
Actually, I pulled in the parking lot of the Myers here. We decided this was going to be our halfway stop before we head up the rest of the way to Traverse City. Your wife and I can use the bathroom, and of course, you always forget something when you travel.
Copy that. Traverse City would kind of be a little bit of a dead zone, right? Can you hit the Petoskey, or you're going to figure it out? You're going to find out when you get there, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll find out if I can hit Petoskey from there. That's, you know, the rest of my playing. I know when I continue heading west, once I get close to clear, then I start getting pixelated and have a hard time. And I haven't hit the Shepherd one, which would be south of Claire there. So that's as far as I've gone. I'm going to go a little further this time.
Copy that. There is something in Traverse City. I think it's on UHF, though. But, I thought they opened something at Munson Hospital. But in any event, safe travels. Have a good one. We'll be monitoring. NHWRO, after you. Go ahead.
If you can hang on one more minute, I'm booting up to 7550. We'll see if that one hits from here.
Yeah, copy that. No problem. I'm sitting at the desk here. I'll be listening. NHWRO.
All right. This is on the 7550. Sitting in the cab of the truck with just a regular rubber duck antenna.
Yeah, no problem on readability. I'm waiting for it to drop in on the dashboard. Slight loss, 3.7%, 124 on the RSSI. So that's getting on a threshold there. But in real life, it was perfectly readable. Getting close, though.
All right. Well, this radio is a little bit stronger than the other one. All right, I will talk to you later. We're going to go inside, get what we got to get, and get back on the road. WADPD on your final.
Copy that. Safe travels, WADPD from NAWRO. I'll be clear, QSO.
Brian, you on that make-believe APX?
Come back with that.
It's Wally. Excuse me. Are you on that make-believe APX? The wannabe APX?
I was. I'm on 7550 now. It was real choppy while I was driving, even though I got the stubby antenna on the roof, the regular walkie-talkie type antenna on a magnet mount.
That should be good enough. All right, very good. Heard you in there. We're on our way to a tile shop, so just want to say drive safe. WBA.
Hey, Wally, what's in Traverse City? Isn't there a UHF there that's Munson Hospital? Because that's where Brian's headed. I know DMR might drop out, but there's got to be, I think there's UHF there that comes in down here.
I thought there was. I can't recall. I heard somebody talking about it, and I can't remember what it was, but search around. I thought that there was a web page related to it as well. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that there is, dude.
If you look on her North Michigan on the WCN here on the FBI
right now,
So just FYI. And Wally Guy Phil attacked as I talk here on my one of the APFs.
I know. I just can't believe how many of those are floating around. You should have seen it this morning. It was like a commercial for Powfang.
$52, no holler on Amazon.
I guess as long as you understand what it is. It's a fun toy. But I'm on my now. My Motorola is sitting there. I touched it. It's that close within arm's length. Did you go to breakfast this morning, Wally?
I did. It was kind of like a last-minute decision, and I did. So it was quite the crowd, actually. All the tables were full.
Oh, sorry I didn't make it, but I'm a little under the weather. I do got to get by the Warren site to see why the microwave. But, all right, anyhow, I didn't mean to jump in. I just wanted to say I brought up the KFBI page and down there in the Central Michigan window. I did not see that machine up there in Traverse connected right now. All right. Catch you guys later. When Tim, I got all that information. So I got some other questions that one of these days I'll maybe later I'll send an email or something like that, hit you up. But I did get that stuff straight away with the ARPSC. W8FU. Tim?
Hey, copy that anytime, Sean. All right, I'll clear out as well. NAWRO after you, Wally.
Timing's good. I'm here.
WAV.
AT Mobile, listening to State Lakeland.
Good. Is it afternoon yet?
Yeah, it's afternoon now.
From WAR over in Muskegon.
Good afternoon. How are things over in Muskegon? Quiet here in the bumbling metropolis of Island. I have to run up to the fire station for what turned out to be a quick run. Back over to my son and daughter-in-law's house where everybody was playing cards earlier.
It's snowing. Sticking to the grass. Side roads are getting a little sloppy. Main roads are just wet. Other than that, just another typical Michigan winter. Over.
Yeah, that's the slop that's heading this way. Oh, my daughter-in-law passed me going the other way. I wonder if I better call the missus and find out if she got a ride home. If I still need to pick her up. I'll be right back. WCPT.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta. Connecting the car. Getting on. Heading west.
I'm back. WCPT.
Somebody else is in there, but they're pretty garbled. Yeah, whoever that was, couldn't even hear it. The audio was really low.
Yeah, wasn't able to pull anything out of what they said either. Also, was the radio just keyed up and that was the stuff going on in the background? Yeah, I'm glad I called the missus. She's not now at home. She escorted a ride from her mom back to our place. So, I don't need to... You head back over to my son and daughter-in-law's house. But yeah, I guess another couple hours or so, according to the weather guessers, we'll start getting some of that precipitation that you guys got over there.
Yeah, it's just reducing some visibility. I watched the overpasses.
Yeah, well, hopefully people don't get crazy out on the roads. And, the fire pager remains quiet. We have 13 miles of US 23 in our district, which over here is a two-lane divided highway, and there are some days where it gets slippery and you're literally just going from crash to crash. The special will be giving you, can you handle this one here? It's, yeah, they're not even toning you out. They're just asking you if you can handle the next one. You know, everybody will be out running around. And then other times where you're convinced that it's going to be off-put crazy, you don't get a single call.
Well, Mother Nature really didn't give us enough time for a break here to clean up the leaves because the snow came so fast over here. You thought you had all the leaves cleaned up. And the next day, the leaves are back on the ground and it started snowing. Now, lawnmower doesn't really pick up the leaves real well that way. So we got the thaw, and I'm seeing all the leaves out in the ground, thinking, all right, here I go this morning and clean them up. And then it started snowing like the dickens. All right, there went that idea. I guess we'll wait for a couple more months.
Well, hey, that's Mother Nature's way of saying, yeah, Saturday, relax. Stay inside and have a cup of hot chocolate or something. Take a load off. You earned it.
Yeah, I wish. I kind of woke up, hit the ground running, and still running.
Yeah, well, that was my day yesterday. So far, so good today. Makes our fire department Christmas party is tonight. A few years ago, we moved it to, I think it was the first weekend in January, because it's so tough with other people and various other things to try and schedule in December, so it's worked out pretty well. All right, well, I'm back in my driveway here, so I'll make signing noises. Good day over there in Grand Rapids. Not Grand Rapids, right? You're over that direction. Yeah, in Muskegon. In a couple months, we'll be out there for the Interop conference. This is W2P.
All right, have yourself a good day. 73 is WAR.
Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta. Westbound US 10.
NHWRO, copy that, Brian.
And I forgot to say that I'm on the HT again.
That's a better signal there. Looks like you're on Midland still. That prior signal with the previous QSO that they mentioned it was hardly readable. But right now it's making it 0% loss, about 115 RSSI.
Yeah, somewhere between 100 and 115 is where I normally see it around home. So, like I said, I might have to look into a slightly better antenna, but this is one of those signal stuff, little whip antennas. I know it's really blowing in the breeze right now, but it's the only quick outside antenna I had to put on this HD.
Well, for what you're running and for what your location is, I don't think it could really do any better. And I'm assuming you're going to lose it after a certain amount of time heading towards Traverse City there. NHWRO, back over to you. Copy that. That might be getting a little close for the HT. I saw 122 readings, so we're getting there. Where it's just going to quit on you, but not bad for what it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. If I had a little bit more rigid antenna, it might play off a little bit longer, but I'm happy, and it's roaming the way I would like it to roam.
It dropped out right at the end there, but yeah, I'd be interested in that on Thursday's meeting. If we get together and give us a little bit of a report on how you did that, I think some of the guys would be real interested. All right, Brian, safe travels. I'm going to cut you loose right now. NHWRO after you, sir. Go ahead.
All right, I'll pick up the stronger machine here. All right. I definitely will have, I told Cliff if he's at the meeting, but I'll bring my laptop and I'll have the CPS. I can compare notes on programming with anybody that's interested. W8PPD, westbound US 10, standing by.
All right, safe travels. Have a good one, Brian. We'll see you Thursday. NHWRO, clear after you, sir.
It's
Whiskey 8, Bravo Papa Delta. I'm entering clear on US 10. Freeway is turning white, and I don't know if I'm going to have much signal after this. But if you do, you can be the first to know. W8. I saw you in there, Jack, but I didn't hear you. 10-minute pause.
W8BPD, W8BPD, N8WRO, Macomb County. Brian, I see you on the ping counting tower, but you actually aren't making it in.
KF8DPZ, testing.
N8WRO, Cliff, audio sounds good. Let me have a drop in here. Yeah, you're good. 0% to 90.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for that, Jim. This is that new Alinco. I was just wanting to test it and make sure that I'm talking correctly on all the digital stuff.
Copy that. Sounding good. Brian finally got to the end of his rope up there. I think he even got into pin conning for a little bit, but even with the good radio, the mobile, it wasn't making it. He's decidedly at the end of his rope now, but... there you go.
Copy that. He was heading north 75 kind of thing. Yeah, Brian, I think it was already tested, you know, K8ZRI. He lost it around Rose City because the mile repeater is down.
Yeah, I had heard that, but BPD is heading up to Traverse City, and I don't think there's anything DMR-wise right there. Yeah, I could be wrong, but and then we're talking earlier, on FBI, there was a link station at Munson Hospital, and but it's not on the dashboard, so there you go. I know Levering is north of there, but I think that might be too far north.
Yeah, it's possible. I don't know the lay of the land where all the repeaters are actually physically located sort of thing, but yeah, that actually sounds like it makes sense.
Copy that. Hey, listen, I'm doing the data entry for the new... website, yeah, I guess database thing. I'll take a look at the list, Cliff. But if you get a chance, if you want to go ahead and register yourself, unless you already did, just let me know. But if you register yourself, if you're home, not driving, that is, of course, when you get a chance, I will approve it real quick, and that way you can get your password right away, and you can, you know, kind of search the website with that password, more so than with not having it.
All right, yeah, I can do that right quick. Like I said, I was just double-checking my digital stuff. And actually, the way I'm using this thing right now, I just took a UHF white angle connector on the back of the radio and then used an adapter to screw an HT antenna onto it.
That'll work, obviously, because it is working. Yeah, no rush. Don't interrupt what you're doing. Just, you know, when you get around to it, just do the sign-up, and then I'll just approve it, and then... then you'll get a password link after that, and you'll be in the data. I got all the admins done, and then now we're going to work on the membership. And yeah, it's no drastic rush. It's just, you know, trying to get the roster built within a week here or so. So sounds good. I'll cut you loose. N8WRO after you, sir.
And copy that. I need a brain break from this programming anyway. Some of the tricks I'm trying to pull, I've got to be really careful with, and starting to get a headache. So I think I'll just take a few minutes break and go take care of that registration. Other than that, 73 to you for the time being. At KF8DBZ, I will be monitoring.
Copy that. Well, in that case, I'll do a quick turnaround on it. Once you get it done, within a few minutes, you'll get a sign-up email from me. You'll see, self-explanatory. N8WRO, clear.
N8WRO, N8WRO from KF8DPZ. I just finished registering.
N8WRO here. Copy that, Cliff. I got something that popped up, but yeah, within a few minutes I'll get it back to you. And then you'll be able to generate a password and you'll be all set. Appreciate it. N8WRO after you.
Not a problem. Happy to oblige. KF8DBZ, monitoring.
K-E-A-W-U-O. Thank you both for doing that. Tim's been very busy this morning, I see, and hopefully that didn't take too long or wasn't too painful. The QRZ thing should help out a little bit.
Well, John, I'm having quite fun on that, but I didn't want to disturb you this morning because I knew today was your actual work day for your day job, not for doing this stuff, but I did make that one boo-boo, so I'm happy to totally re-enter him if we have to delete that one.
All right, yeah, I'll take a look. It was Mike, I think, if I remember from my email skimming this morning, and then I'll also have to check on those, you know, radio check boxes to see what's going on with that, because that doesn't sound on the up and up, but rather frustrating, I'm sure. So hopefully that's an easy fix. And I don't know why, but I always accidentally unkey on this radio. My thumb must not be very strong. But yeah, I'll fix that, and then I'll look through all of them and try to make sure if everyone's got the correct things marked. But yeah, I'll try to get that done in just a few minutes here. I got a birthday party today, so I'll be taking it easy from here on out, and I can stop in my room and make some quick updates.
Yeah, no worries on proofreading. I can do that grunt work if you'd like. But on the one on Discord, I keep adding job titles. And we have one more, and it's there. You'll see it, so you get to it when you get to it. That'll be RF Systems Manager.
Gotcha, okay. Interesting. Whose position is that, Wally's?
Negative. Fox United.
Copy that. All right. Wondering if we should just make him an account, because being an advisor and holding a position, he might want to get into the SharePoints and share stuff, and I don't want to leave him, out, like to include him should he want to be included. So, but okay, cool. Yeah, I'll add that RF manager. I'll look at the Discord and word it the way you worded it.
Yeah, kind of just for now thing, because that would probably be the simplest, but then we can have further discussions on how we're going to work this moving forward. So like we said, but not right now, not this minute. So, I'll be available today if you need me. But other than that, it's working smooth. I appreciate everything, John. N-A-W-R-O.
All right, sounds good. I will try to get those things buttoned up real quick here, and there's something I was going to tell you. We'll figure as soon as I key up my brain erases. All right, well, if I think of it, I'll let you know. You might have said something after I said I'll let you know, because I remembered what it was, and then I went to key up again, and I got the negative bonk, but I didn't hear anything. So maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But I was going to say that I got my first payment for the 365, went through yesterday, and so that's good, because now we're officially paying and not on free trial status anymore. So that might help with the one email that's been giving us troubles. And then John is looking into, payment and whatnot a little bit. So I think we'll know more, like, by the end of the next week-ish of what the costs are going to, like, finally be. So sweet. We've got our first payment went through, and I think it's official now. We are a business.
Yeah, copy that. That's a little bit more reassuring, seeing as we got so much going on with it now. We're in full force, so we're not going to, it's not a trial anymore. We're all in, put it that way. So that's good news, John.
Yeah, I was a little, nervous, because it's like, January 5th was a couple of days ago. What are we at, the 10th now? And it was supposed to come out on January 5th, and it didn't come out, and didn't come out the next day. I called and left. It's weird. To get through to 365 support, you have to, you know, talk to an automated machine and give it a bunch of information about your account and who you are and whether or not you're a global admin and blah, blah. And I told them, you know, I wanted to make a payment, and I believe I had all the payments set up, and I just don't want to collapse or have any kind of hiccup. And I never heard back from them. And then finally I got a payment, so, and I still haven't heard from them, but I was kind of hoping I would, so I'm not sure what's up with that, but they might have just said, here's your payment, you know, now we don't have to call you, so I'm not sure what happened, but yeah, I was a little nervous myself, because we put a lot of time and effort into that, and I wanted to see it kind of go to the real side. So, all right, well, I'll let you go. I'll be clear monitoring. I'm with dogs right now, so it's no worries. I can talk all day. And then I'm going home to a birthday party, so I'll probably jump downstairs when I get home and try to fix as many of these little hiccups as I can, add date of birth and all that fun stuff, and then we'll go from there. So I guess for now, 73s, this is KE8WUO.
I copy that, John. 73, appreciate it. N-8-W-R-O, clear.
K-E-8-W-U-O, K-E-8-Z-R-I.
Go ahead, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing fine, John. I don't know if you're the right person to talk to, but I just went to the website. I took a look at it, and it looks awesome. Did you build that website? Over.
Yeah, I nearly killed myself over the Christmas and New Year's break trying to get it up. The goal was to get it up for January 1st, but I think we hit it a little closer to January, like, 6th or something. But it was kind of built. It was up. It was hosted. It was on our official domain, but all the pages said under construction originally. And then I'd just slowly been chipping away at adding content to it so that it wasn't so, you know, under construction. But so I don't know if you were on the net on Thursday, but if you go to the net section and then you drop down under the weekly net, that was the topic and the question for the weekly net. So that's kind of cool. We have, like, some context to go with the questions. And plus we have what I call live logs, where, like, if you check in, you can see your call sign on the website. And then you can kind of see the order. So if you have to get up and take a break real quick or use the restroom, you can kind of see where we're at on the roster. And you can kind of go get something knocked out, go get a drink from the fridge or whatever, and come back and know you wouldn't have missed your turn. I am definitely looking for any suggestions or, you know, any complaints, anything really on the website. Because a lot of the ideas that are up there, even kind of like the live log, is kind of Mike's idea. He wanted to do one with a repeater call, and he wanted something that we could monitor, or that people could monitor and kind of know their place in line. And I was like, well, I'll try it with the weekly net log, and then that'll give me some time to get the repeater call under order. And it worked, and so that was pretty cool. But I'll throw it over to you, K-E-8-W-U-O.
Yeah, I just started looking at it, and it looks awesome. You did a great job. I just registered on the site, so I'm waiting for my password from Tim, I guess, or you or whatever. But, yeah, it really looks good. I mean, it really looks super professional, super well done. Good job. Bravo, Lulu.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's
you know, a website for an organization that you definitely don't mind being a part of. You know, it looks pretty legit. And I was really thrilled that in the home pages of Tom, K-C-A-K-J-O. And so that was like, I asked in the, we have like a leadership group chat if anyone had any pictures of us on deployment or anything, and Tim had that, and it's perfect. And so that really helps the home page, and we put a couple other pictures on various other pages, and it's a nice website for sure. I really enjoyed building. I accidentally unkeyed again, but yeah. So thanks for signing up. That saves us a lot of effort and trouble trying to fill everybody's rosters out, and it's nice to have that done. And I think Tim will be really happy to have that behind us, and then have the roster just kind of doing everything on its own. We do have an automated email system that's supposed to email you guys instead of Tim having to do it. But because our account is so new, we're having a little bit of trouble with getting those external emails to go out. We've got all the internal stuff working just fine, but the external emails do get blocked. And so that's a bummer, but we hopefully will get that worked out this week. And so, yeah, your email will come from Tim for now, but eventually those type of emails will come from system admin or system.
That's why I asked admin.
But we're getting there.
Yeah, is that picture of Tom, the one that's next to the Ford, he's talking on the mic, is that Cujo? Over.
Affirmative, that is Tom, and that is Tim's car, so kind of cool. It's not, John, 88OD, was, he looked at the website and he thought that was like a stock photo, but it's not. It looks like one. I mean, Tim and Tom did such a great job setting up that photo that, I mean, it might as well be a stock photo, but it just so happens to be his car, and yeah. Felt perfect.
Yeah, that looks really good. It does look like a stock photo, but better than a stock photo. It looks good, real good. Hey, I got one question for you. I'm trying to understand how this is all working. I had a heck of a time calling in on the net Thursday because I was so far out. I was out in Milford, but I finally did get into you, and thank you very much for that. And then I got a question break. The question is, Dean said that he was disconnecting the 147.2, and then he was reconnecting it. So what does he mean by that? What does he mean by disconnecting? Does he disconnect so that we just talk locally on that thing, and then he reconnects it back to the CMEN? Repeaters? I think that's what he meant, but I'm not sure. I'm just double-checking with you. Over.
NAWRO, if you want to break, John?
Yeah, I mean, that's your territory anyway, so I was going to give you a second to chime in, so perfect. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Brian. Yeah, that's exactly it, because we're normally connected right now on the dashboard for Central Michigan. So when we do our nets, we don't want to broadcast them kind of like we're doing right now all over the state of Michigan. Well, you know, not quite that much, but we want to kind of keep it local. And so what we do is we disconnect from the Central Michigan network, and then sometime after the net, we'll reconnect again. And, of course, you know, then we're connected to the other Central Michigan nodes. But, yeah, that's the way we kind of do it. And then, you know, when it comes springtime, we're going to be doing the same thing when we do the Skywarn nets as well. Go ahead, Brian.
Good afternoon, Tim. How you doing? Yeah, okay. I guess I got figured out then. I don't mean to have dumb questions. I guess it's not a dumb question, but it's just a newbie question. I just wanted to understand it very well. what was I going to say? Hold on a second. Oh, yeah, Tim, what is the coverage of the 7.2? How far does it go? You said it connects to the CMEN network, but that's on 2 meters, and I'm not sure what the coverage is for that. Over.
You know, Ryan, they got the dashboard. If you don't have the link to it, I can send the link to you. And, you know, right now Mount Clemens is connected. So, you know, like we're node 28277. But then, you know, we're all mixed in with Lansing, Saginaw, Durand, and Flint, Guilford, Lapeer, and even Mackinac City. Oh, I see. That's probably somebody's node. But, bottom line, the footprint collectively through the network has expanded greatly. But then when we do disconnect, our node pops out of there, and we're standalone, you know, just basically Macomb County-ish.
Oh, okay. It sounds like we have the same coverage as the MI5 network then, correct? Over.
Well, negative. I won't go that far. MI5 is definitely statewide. This is region-wide. But there is a spot on their page that you can kind of see it. It's the VHF spot. I'll shoot you on Discord. I'll shoot you the link so you have them. And if you know, if you're not mobile during the net or anytime you're at home in looking at it, it is kind of fun to kind of look at. And then you can all, you know, you can tell where signals are coming in too. When we are connected, you can tell like it's Lansing coming in instead or Flint coming in instead of somebody local in our net. Of course, on our repeater, and of course we have the voter for our repeater, and you know about that, right? You got Richmond up here for the incoming, and Mount Clemens is in and out both, and then we got a receiver in Warren as well.
Yeah, Cliff was explaining that to me at the last meeting about the voter repeaters. Yeah. Awesome. I didn't know we had this kind of coverage. Yeah, send me this thing on the Discord. I'd appreciate it. And then KE4ZYQ, Joe, I'm trying to convince him to go to that Discord, to install that Discord. I really appreciate you inviting me to that Discord thing because I get a kick out of it, you know. I think it's a really good way to talk, you know, keep in touch with everybody. And I'm trying to get Joe to do it, but I think he's kind of hesitant. Maybe he'll come around and sign up for it to try it out and see how he likes it. But I really like it. I have it on my computer here all the time. As I'm working, I have it off to the side. Over.
Copy that. I'll give you a DM in regards to that last message there, the last topic there. But other than that, I got to get because I got some data entry to do. So have a good one, Brian. And John, we'll be talking, I'm sure. NAWRO after you, Brian.
Okay, Tim, thanks a lot. And thanks a lot, John. 73 to both of you. And this is KEA-ZRI. We're monitoring. W8BPD, Whiskey 8, Bravo, Papa Delta, KE8ZRI.
Peter, are you 8?
W.
All right, so give me some statewide. This is Grant for the network. This is WSAU. Can someone give me a radio check? Actually, I can probably find the status page in a minute here.
Hello?